The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Pádraig Horkan, a member of the Horkan Garden Centre family. Pádraig, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, you have been busy and you are going to demonstrate to us how much exercise you can get simply by doing your garden.
Absolutely. I had a rare day off on Monday and took good advantage of the good weather, Pat. And believe it or not, over the day's gardening, I built up 38,500 steps on my Garmin. Goodness. So I did simple things like lawn care. This is the time of year when people should be trimming their lawn. So my lawn got a second trim of the year. It also got some of the zero for the moss control, and I fed the lawn as well. So the lawn is actually, 2 days later, Pat, it's actually looking great. And believe it or not, I burnt 12,000 steps simply doing that task. I also did some vegetable planting. So some salads, some onion sets, garlic were planted in raised beds and borders and some planted containers. And again, that burnt 8,000 steps, Pat. And weed control, I'm a big believer in using the garden hoe, particularly the Wolf garden hoe. I find that very effective. It's a German-made hoe that, as you glide it across the surface of the soil, will just lift those weeds. And if people tackle the weeds at this time of year, in early March, they don't become a problem later on in the summer. So a great way to get exercise is to go out and weed the borders at this time of year. And an easy way to do that is simply with the garden hoe. And the last job I did, Pat, was to divide my hostas. So I have quite a wide range of hostas. They haven't come into bud just yet. So if you want to divide plants and propagate them, this is a really good time, particularly herbaceous border plants like hostas, asters, solidago. Those plants that produce lots of underground stems can be divided and simply moved around your garden at this time of year. And of course, it's a great time for planting summer flowering bulbs. So things like gladioli, the lovely blue agapanthus. I planted some nerine bulbs as well. I got those into the garden soil as well. So 38,000 steps, Pat, within the day.
Fantastic. I say you're exhausted, every muscle aching. Anyway, let's get on to the questions. This one here, I have recurring mildew on phlox in my garden every year. Is there any remedy at all, or should I simply take them out?
Well, phlox are one of those lovely old herbaceous border plants, but the old varieties certainly suffer from powdery mildew. Now, you can use fungus sprays, but to be honest, Pat, my advice would be to replace them with some of the modern varieties. And there's some really good varieties that were bred in the Netherlands that are actually resistant to powdery mildew. So varieties like Coral Cream is a lovely cerise pink variety. I have it in my own garden. It's a really good variety. Grape Lollipop is another one that's really easy to grow. Or a really deep pink one is called Bubblegum Pink. So look for those blight resistant or powdery mildew resistant varieties of phlox. They're easy to grow. They flower the whole summer and they flower every year. So they're brilliant. And they're one of the plants that I divided on Monday.
Can you ask Pádraig whether the hedge cutting ban includes garden hedges or just hedgerows along the roadside and between fields?
Yeah, well, the ban is really relates to farming and hedgerows and in the countryside. Garden hedges are excluded from that. But Pat, people should be very careful coming into March. Ideally, you want to check the hedges before you start trimming them. Check out the birds using them to build their nests. And if they are, leave them well enough alone. You can prune them later on in the autumn period. So the ban doesn't apply to garden hedges, but at the same time, we ask people to be respectful. And today is Wildlife Day. So of all days, look after the garden songbirds.
I have a holly tree that has leaves that have black spots on them. They're falling off the tree as well. This tree is in the shade. I've removed as many marked leaves as I can. I've used a fungal spray. This happened last year, but it's worse this year. What's going on?
Yeah, that's tar spot on holly, Pat. It's a fungal disease. It's little black spots that come on the leaves. They eventually go yellow and drop off the plant. And generally when plants, holly plants in particular, when they're under stress, when they're in the competition of other plants or in deep shade, you get this tar spotting on the leaf. To be honest, the fungal treatment isn't really going to arrest the problem. I would move that holly plant. And this is a good time if you're actually to transplant it. So if it's not too big, if it's 5 or 6 feet tall, dig it up and transplant it to a brighter location. So it's more the stress factors of where it's growing that's causing the leaf problems. And fungicides will only prevent they'll only mask the disease. They really won't get rid of it long term. So move the plant.
I have a cherry blossom tree and I need to cut off bottom branches before it blooms. What's the best time to cut back these branches?
After flowering. So leave all cherries. Cherries, if you cut them too early past, they bleed. The sap will exude from the cut wounds. So my advice is always to cut cherries after flowering. So around the end of April, the first week of May, when they're actively growing, you cut them, they seal the wound very quickly, and it stops that loss of sap in the plant. And also it stops any problems with diseases.
Another one, I have some pittosporum trees which have grown too tall in my back garden. When is the best time to cut them back? Looking to take around 6 feet off the height. That would be about a third of their total height. That's from Peter.
Peter, no problem whatsoever. Pittosporum are one of these plants that actually respond very well to pruning back and indeed make a beautiful hedge. I'm amazed it's not used more. So there's no problem taking a third of the upright growth off the plant. Maybe trim in some of the sides as well. Take 6 or 8 inches off the sides of the plant and give them a good feed, and the plant will respond by pushing on some new growth and getting nice and strong and really bushy.
I would be grateful for your advice. I've noticed tiny black flies around my kitchen over the last few months, which I've now discovered seem to be coming from one of my houseplants. It's a clivia. A friend gave it to me from a cutting last year. How can I safely get rid of these flies? The plant is not overwatered. If anything, it's probably neglected. That's from Niamh.
Well, Niamh, what you're seeing there are some small fruit flies on the compost. Now, you can actually get a matting that will sit on the top of the compost and stop the flies from getting access to the compost. That's a simple, safest way, or the best organic way to do it. So a small little mat that fits on the top of the compost, that just sits above the compost, and that'll prevent the fruit flies getting onto the compost.
Almost finished a self-build, says Tony. There's a house close to us. We're thinking of planting a small number of strategically placed trees to create some privacy. What is the latest point in the year to plant, and what should we plant? Also, when to plant grass seed?
Okay, well, grass seed, the temperatures are perfect at the moment, so get out there and start sowing the lawn seed, and soil conditions are ideal as well. In relation to the trees, if Tony is looking maybe for something evergreen and he has some space, I think eucalyptus would be a beautiful tree to plant here. It's evergreen, that lovely silver leaves, and eucalyptus responds to a little bit of pruning if you need to do that at any stage. Evergreen oak would also be really nice. A lovely evergreen tree is one called Cotoneaster canubia, which flowers and berries and retains its green leaves 12 months of the year. They're three really, really good trees. Deciduous trees, you could consider things like hornbeam, which again is a lovely tree. White beam, which is a native Irish tree. Liquid amber pat is a gorgeous tree. And probably one of my favourite trees, which again I have in my own garden, is the Betula jacumontii, the Himalayan birch. And they're really, really good because you can plant them quite close together and they give fantastic shelter and privacy from neighbouring windows.
Okay. And time for one more maybe. Colette says, what's the best way of permanently removing ivy from a gravel bed and up a garden wall? Is there a weed killer that will do this?
Yeah, you can use a proprietary weed killer. So something like the Weed Free 360 would be effective, or SBK, which is a brushwood killer. It's a little early yet. Wait for the ivy to come into growth. So I would leave it till April. And when the ivy is producing lots of new leaves, you can apply either of those treatments and that will eradicate it for you.
Very good. Padraig Horkan, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for. All of today's show will be available online very soon. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for The Pat Kenny Show.